friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We're in our Mishle series, B'siyata Dishmaya. We are on Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis. And in the previous shiur, we were discussing Shem Havaya and Shem Adnos, Luchos Rishonos, Shem Havaya, Luchos Shnei, Shem Adnos. Havaya is the absolute Metzius, Avar Hove Ve'asid, all together. Adnos is our present Metzius. Absolute Metzius, Torah has to be kept. Present Metzius, we have Bechira. Therefore it's a Chov, it's Chavui, it's hidden. Absolute reality is hidden, our absolute obligation is hidden. We're Metzuvim, we're commanded, but it looks like we also have the option to do otherwise. Lasid love, of course, is not going to be like that. We're going to see reality as it is. And we're going to read and write Shem Havayah in the same way as we were Ma'arich in the previous shir, and even in the Luchos Shnios, Luchos Shonos were broken, but they are Gnuzim, they are hidden, they are stored in the Luchos Shnios, and therefore Luchos Veshivrei, Luchos Menachos Ba'aron, like the Gemara says in Brachos. So now we are continuing forward, B'siyata Dishmaya. The Osios can be revealed with various tzerufim. One of the tzerufim of osios that we have, the way we put together letters, is atbash. Atbash means that aleph is exchanged with a tuf, beis with a shin. So if you use atbash, then if you take a mem, what's going to be the counter for the mem? What's going to replace the mem? A yud. And a tzadi, what's going to replace a tzadi? A hey. Because aleph and tuf are interchangeable, beis and shin, gimel and resh, etc., etc. We see in the Zohar Kaddish, Tikkun Ezer, Tikkun Ayin, Kuflam and Aleph Amid Beis, that mitzvah is Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. Just the yud and the hey is b'seder atbash, and the vav and the hey are in the normal seder aleph beis. So you have yud and then a hey and then a vav and then a hey. As we said, what is the yud interchanged with? Mem. And what is the vav? What is the hey interchanged with? Sadi. So instead of yud and hey, exchange that with mem and sadi. So instead of shem yud and then a hey and then a vav and then a hey, you get mitzvah. What does this mean? Klal kol haklalim hisgalus Hashem ba'olam haya ba'asara ma'amaros. The rule of all rules, the revelation of God in this world, was with the 10 utterances. The whole possibility that there can be a mimer is rooted in osios. Osios letters are the beginning of all Amira and all Dibur. From these osios, you compose words and sentences. 22 letters. Precede every mimer. 22 letters are the shoresh of ma'amaros. The root of ma'amaros are osios. The Ramchal, Kuflamit Pischei Chachma, writes, Kol Oris Elyonim Ad Shegiu Leatzis Miampula B'maisa Tzorch Shavo L'Seder Osios Ve'imitziu Seder Echad Omed L'Hamtzi Dvarim L'Fa'al Ve'asil Dvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu Kein Mitzius L'Dibur Ela B'Osios. All the higher lights, until there's a Pula L'maisa, first they have to come to the order of Osios. And they are Mitzius of one order that is about to create things in practice. The secret, b'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, with the word of God, the heavens were made, kein mitzius l'dibur ela b'osios. There's only a mitzius for dibur with letters. The root of all ma'amarim is osios. L'chora, The whole inyan of Seder Osios is only shaykh in words. There's a meaning, when it comes to words, to the order of the letters. However, letters also have a beginning and an end. Letters also have a Seder, and these letters are the first Seder of the entire Bria. Seder is beginning, middle, end. Gemara Shabbos 104a, Darshan Seder Osios, with different Serufim. There, Nun Hei Amud Aleph and Shabbos, Chos Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, Rashi, Emes Aleph is the first letter, Mem is the middle letter, and Tuf is the last letter, meaning I'm beginning, I'm end, I'm him. The Metzius that we have now goes from beginning to end. So Osios also have their Seder, not only the letters. So there's Mashmos to the, not only words, there's Mashmos to Osios as they comprise words, but also to the letters themselves. Whenever you have any content that has a beginning and an end that's given to someone who's receiving, always the beginning is going to be closer to the giver and the end is going to be closer to the mekabel. By grabbing the end of the thing, by being tofes sofdaver, he's also tofes tchilaso. When you get to a tuf, you also have a tfisa in the aleph. When everything that is supposed to be heard is heard, this finishing is the tfisa of the makabel b'tchilas hadavar as well. Sometimes when you're explaining something, so when something is being explained, so as you're explaining it, it's understood. But the beginning can only be understood at the end. In the Ma'amar of Rav Huttner, it's always like that. He always starts with a kasha, a few kashas, and then it's in the last paragraph that he brings everything together and answers that original kasha, because the tfisa at the beginning only comes at the end. In every matzav of gilui, there are two mahalchim. One, the gilui, as the megale reveals it, the one who's revealing it reveals it. Two, the revelation, the gilui, as it is perceived by the mekabel. That's the mahalach of Atbash. The revelation, the form of revelation, mitzad hanosein, is from beginning to end. And the Makabel is from the end to the beginning. By the Makabel, the light of the Aleph is seen in the Tuf. By the Makabel, the light of the Beis is seen in the Shin. That's Atbash. When you get the Aleph, when you get the Tuf, you chap the Aleph. When you get the Shin, you're able to chap the Beis from the end to the beginning, or the Makablin. By the Nosein, it's the opposite. By the Nosein, it starts with the Aleph, Kiviyachol. Hashem starts from above. That's his Tfisa. And then, through that, he sheds light on what's below, on the Tuf. It starts with the Shin. And then it starts with the Beis. And then through that, he reveals the light of the Shin. But a person gets the Aleph, he doesn't get it. When he gets the Tuf, he gets the Aleph. When he gets the Shin, he gets the Beis. Seder Atbash is the secret of connecting heaven and earth. And in this Seder, there's a meeting between the Osios, Kaf, and Lamed, as the Pasuk says, Ki Kol Bashamayim Uvaretz. Since in the name Havaya, we have the revelation of God's will to be found by people, it's understood that all Metzius is under this name. Since b'shem Havaya munachat et galut shel ratzono lehimatze lenimtzaim, since in the name Havaya we have a revelation that God wants to be found, so all of the Metzius is going to be found in the Shem Havaya. In the Russian Yuma, he writes Yuma Chet Yotes Haskaras Shem shel arba osios v'hu nikro Shem ha'meforash v'umakar l'kol Hashem v'skikol mitzal amenol. Haskaras Shem is arba osios. That's called Shem HaMefurish, and that's the source for all the names, because all the names emanate from the Shem Havaya. Explanation. Shem Havaya is the root of all reality that emanates from this name. Yud, and then a Hey. That's the higher level of the name. That's Ganuz. That's hidden. That's the Yud and the Hey. Vav and the Hey. is the chelek hatachton shel Hashem. It's the lower part of the name that's found in the world of Maisa. It's like the difference between the ratzon of a person to do something and then the pe'ula that's done mikoch this ratzon. The ratzon of the person to do something, hidden. The pe'ula, revealed. And therefore, yud and hey is bemochin, is in the mind, is in the abstract, and the vav and the hey are bemaisa. Every mitzvah is fulfilling the will of God. Actualizing the will of God, b'tzura shel mitzvah, is done based on our havana and yud and then a hey. When Hashem does mitzvahs, He does them l'fi, the yud and the hey, which is absolute reality. Unlike us, we do mitzvahs based on our tefisa of the yud and the hey. We do Hashem's will, but fulfilling His will is through us based on our understanding. And therefore, mitzvah Hashem havaya b'seder atbash. The mem and the tzadi exchange the yud and the hey, because yud and the hey in the tefisa of the makablim is mem and tzadi, as we've been explaining, that the lower levels are the revelation to the makablim. So the yud is exchanged with the mem, the lower letter, and the tzadi and the hey is exchanged with the tzadi, the lower level. That's tefisa hamakablim. More explanation: every tefisa that we have in this world is a tefisa of mitzias as it's revealed to us. The koach ha-tfisa, our power to understand, etzem ha-metzias, is found in the hidden light that man, Adam, could see from the beginning of the world till the end of the world. There was no matzav of hidden and revealed. He could see things as they are, not via external revelation. Adam saw metzias as it was. Tosfos, Shabbos 22b, Dibur Ma'aseh L'chi, Arbaim Shana Yemar El Ha'am Amar Anan B'chol HaMakomos. 40 years, Amar Anan lit everything. Like it says in the Braisa, Melechas HaMishkan. You can look at a barrel, know what's inside the barrel. In other words, not external tefisa, but rather seeing things in their content, in their pnimius, being able to see things as they really are and not as they're hidden. Baruch Kol Basar Yachtav Ki Pi Hashem Diber, Isaiah 45, that all flesh in the future will see together that God is speaking. What does that mean? Seeing things as they are. Mamad Har Sinai, Roi Mes HaNishma, Shom Mes HaNira. Mechilta, Brod HaNefesh HaChaim, Shar Gimel Perakit Aleph. They saw what was normally heard, they heard what was normally seen. Lasid Lavo, when there's going to be a Gilu of the Metzias, as it is Be'etzem, and not in the way of external perception, then when we are going to see things, we are going to hear the word of God. Just like at Har Sinai, they saw things, and through that they heard the word of God. Because the word of God is the Metzias, and the Tfisa of Metzias, perceiving Metzias as it is seeing the word of God, not just hearing it, seeing the word of God. And then when we hear things, when we're Shomea Dvar Hashem, that's being Tofes, the Metzias Mamish, and that is Re'ias HaDvarim. So hearing is seeing, it's that much clarity, because it's reality as it is, and not just as we perceive it. Ayin ba'ayin yiru, b'shuv Hashem tzion. Isaiah 52:8. Asher ayin ba'ayin nira ata Hashem banincha omed aleihem, b'midbar 14:14. Because eye to eye we're going to see when God returns to Zion. And the eye to eye saw that your God and your cloud stands on them. What does it mean, ayin ba'ayin? In the Kabbalistic sources, ayin ba'ayin, ayin shebesoch ayin. In other words, not like the external tefisa of the ayin as it's perceived in this world, but rather ayin shebetoch ayin, pnimius hadvarim, being able to see reality as it is and not as it's perceived by our sense of sight, which is very limited. Biur Hagra, here, Pasuk Beis. And hold on tight, because this is the end of Pasuk Beis. We have to move on to Pasuk Gimel in the next shir. What does the Gra write? V'amitzis heim mechabrus shamayim v'aretz. V'heim sod shamayim v'aretz. V'adam mechabram. Mitzis connect heaven and earth, and that's the secret of heaven and earth. Man connects them. And that's the sod of Torah, mitzis umidos. Man is comprised of up and low, elyonim, techtonim, soul, body, and therefore the stature of man connects heaven and earth. The heavens do the will of God. Man was created in order to do the will of God here on earth. The heavens do the will of God. Hashemayim misabrim kvod kel, the earth, the stars, all the celestial beings, they follow the will of God. And certainly in the Shamayim, we said Shamayim is milashon sham. What's even beyond this world? Not the sky that you go up in an El Al plane and you're there. No. Shamayim is what's beyond this world. What's beyond this world is clearly fulfilling the will of God. And the angels, the celestial beings, and we on earth are also supposed to fulfill the will of God. The Kotzker Rebbe, Hashemayim Shamayim Lashem Baratz Nesan Levnei Adam, Lasos Lahem Shamayim, that the heavens were given to God. The Shamayim, that's there, what's out there, what's beyond this world, and the earth was given to man to make the earth into a Shamayim. That's Sof Kiyum Mitzvah. Not Kiyum as a Mechuyev, that I have to do it, but rather, that's the reality and it can't be any other way. That's man's job. Man connecting heaven and earth, fulfilling the will of God here, like it's fulfilled up there, as absolute reality. In the next shiur, we will hopefully continue. God should give us life. Thank you so much, sweet friends, for listening. Shalom, shalom.